Woof woof, just the two woofs today because that's the only greyhounds that wanted to turn up. Your host Paddy and Shagger. Where'd the other boys go, Shag?
Oh, just having a bit of a holiday today, I think.
Kenny tips a winner. The Salvation, he's broken his shackles of coming second. Tips another $4 winner and says, bugger it, boys. You guys can talk about me. I'm just going to enjoy the fruits of my tipping and get out of the house. So, well done. Kenny Benny, on the other hand, has just has told us to push on without him today. I think he said he's going to take a little breather after another hard luck story. Shagger, though, how have you been, mate? And last night, I'm going to ask you, how did your tip go?
It won. Began well. Unlike all the other things I've tipped this week, it actually jumped. So that was good. Yeah, got out to a nice lead early on and, yeah, it was all over once they sort of, yeah, hit the back straight.
That's all she wrote down there at Sandown at 10:08 p.m. It was starting to drizzle. I was getting a bit nervous. I was like, please, for Shagger's sake, can this thing please jump? And it did, and it was never losing. As I said there, Kenny's was a proper tip, about $4. He got it completely right, jumped perfectly and held them off for a very, very convincing win there in Angle Park. Kenny's gone win, second win. So he really knows what he's talking about. Benny's just sort of walked out. I thought it pulled a hammy around the first bend and struggled to make up distance from there. Ran fourth. Myself, I ran a third. It was a bit of bumper cars, wasn't it, Shag? It was just sort of 600-meter race, and I reckon it ran into the backside of him about four or five times and ran third, which was frustrating, but nonetheless, we butter up and do it again. Quick change to the leaderboard, Shag. Kenny is now the new leader. Myself on second, yourself on third, snapping at my heels, and Benny bringing up the rear. Let's get into it. Show me the money for your Friday afternoon.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
Righto, Shags. Let's start with you, mate. What do you got for us? You're only as good as your last tip, and you got a ding-dong one last night.
Yes. Zipping Lena did the job. And today, going with another zipping dog. Ooh. It's at Warrigal Race 4, number 1. Zipping Wade. We're actually going against the $1.65 favourite here, Judge Hook, who's a promising up-and-comer, has plenty of early pace. I think potentially gets headed off early by the 4 Emma Banjo, which absolutely sizzles early on. So I'm anticipating Zipping Wade to settle third, move off the track, and then come around them on the outside on the long home straight at Warrigal to get home over the top of them.
I love it.
Could be heart and mouth stuff, though. It's going to have to come from off the pace. So we just need it to get around cleanly.
In a like it. And I love the analogy. It absolutely sizzles early. I think I found one in Richmond. Race number 9 at Richmond tonight. Bear with me 1 second. Race number 9, number 4, Double Back, currently at $1.85. Very, very consistent dog who runs a drum 75% of his career, and he is getting absolutely throttled in the book. I'm going to say that's my tip, $1.85, Double Back at Richmond. Producer in my ear, a.k.a. Kenny, has said, boys, I won't be able to be on the show, but here's my tip, and this is one you want to listen to. Mandura tonight, race 7, number 5, Joker Poker. We got a price on that, Shag, at Question Without Notice, or...?
Joker Poker, he was... where was he racing?
Is it Mandura, race 7, number 5? I mean, Kenny, we tell him time after time, if you're going to send through, just please give us the price.
Mandura, 7, number 5... Joker Poker is at $5 right now.
Ooh, he's going balls to the wall. I like it there from Ken Wado. As we said, Benny having a little breather. And that's it. Shagger, you've got yours. I've got mine. Kenny's sent through his. We have a new leader here on Show Me the Money. Shagger, as always, mate, a pleasure. And I will see you on Monday.
Likewise. All right. We'll see you then.
Good stuff. And punters, please gamble responsibly if you are following us in. And enjoy your weekend. Make sure you wash your hands. Hooroo.